housing numbers. And generally, it looks pretty steady, although we've seen more people put their houses on the market. And I'm not sure if that's a sign of the economy or if that's a sign of people trying to get out of Shreveport.
And it can be both, of course. I tend to think that as tumultuous as the mortgage markets were in 2013, a lot of what's going on, the whole shift from buyer's market, seller's market, et cetera, is about mortgage interest rates. I think we all kind of live through these things without knowing how stark they are. And I checked and found out that, you know, in early May, a 30-year fixed mortgage was still 3.5%, and 2.5 months later, it was 122 basis points higher than that, 4.74, which is where it peaked for 2013. I mean, that just has such an incredible thump built into it for the for anybody's housing market that I'm going to assume it's that. We, by the way, in January, will have new data from the Census Bureau about components of change in terms of out-migration. About that time or a little later, we'll also get it by parish. So we're going to be able to get to the moving out issue again. We know how horrid that problem has been for Shreveport and for how long. We've got no indication here that it's changing, of course.
And what does this mean for the economy, that you know, interest rates starting to head back up to where they were before the market crash? Is this a bigger sign of the national economy, or does it mean anything for our local economy?
You know, I think it's interesting, Dennis, when we saw this morning's extraordinarily disappointing job numbers, one of the first things that happened is that the 10-year bond, 10-year treasury, immediately dropped back down to about 2.9. That tells us, of course, that we could actually get another leg in lower rates, but they're going to be lower from a peak of 4.74 just a few months ago. So when that kind of stuff is happening, we can't expect anything net-net for the year 2014 except, you know, just kind of slogging through this. And then, yes, when a real recovery kicks in, and I'm not seeing one of those, but when a real recovery kicks in, these rates are going way back up. You know, some of us remember what it was like when mortgage rates, 30-year mortgage rates peaked in America. By the way, that was back in 1981, the fall of 1981, at 18.2%. That was the interest rate. We went to 3.5 in these new lows, as I say, back in May. That's a 15 percentage point difference in the lives of a lot of people that are still in this housing market. My point being, everybody that got used to 4.5% and 3.5% interest rates, they're going to be re-educated in this process because those were no more real than was 18% back in 1981.
And what does this mean? Does it have any sort of bearing on our Northwest Louisiana economy? Any of these housing figures or any even the job figures that we're seeing on a national level, because we're still, you know, we've had some jobs, we've lost some jobs. It doesn't really seem like we've changed so much from a year ago.
Yeah, I think it definitely hurts everybody's economy. I don't think it hurts ours in an outsized or disproportionate fashion because the big hit to us came when so many of the employees living here who were a part of the Haynesville Shale phenomenon left. Most of that has already happened. I don't think the new steel plant is going to anywhere near offset that drain and that hit on the economy. It will help over a longer period of time, but not in this year or next year or even up through 2020, we expect. Yes, the economy is being hurt. It is always when housing is not robust. And by the way, Shreveport doesn't have the demography to ever believe that in our lifetimes we're going to have some housing boom. That's not who we are. We saw in the data that you referenced at the beginning of this conversation, you know, we've got an extraordinary inventory of houses, especially houses in the top, over 400,000. I mean, we've got almost a year and a half inventory of those houses and more people who want to sell their houses. There's nothing in those numbers that tells us that Shreveport's going to have some typical for other areas of the country where population is growing, some explosion in this economy. It's not going to happen.
And speaking of the Haynesville Shale, are we seeing any of the effects of the hype build up and the hype die down in our local economy, whether it's housing or in any other sort of regard, where people are either trying to get out or trying to get in, or people who bought high but are stuck high and trying to being forced to sell low?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think the bottom line is that all of that is behind us now, and we do know that if there is finally one of the worst and most disorderly markets in America is the natural gas market. If we ever get a real and seasoned and stable gas market, we might actually see people here who do have production, Haynesville Shale-related gas production, waiting for better prices. When that happens, and we have no clue when that'll be, but certainly the signs are looking much, much better. And that's all about America's energy independence by about 2020. But when that comes, we're going to have a lot more spendable income here in the hands of some people if they don't leave between now and then. And Dennis, that's our challenge here. I mean, we do not have any semblance of in-migration of new people to Shreveport. We still out-migrate them. We're still about 4,500 people fewer than in the 1980 census. When that is where you are, which is a long, awful tailing away, a decline, it's hard to think of how our economy can do the kinds of things that we associate with a lot of economies we hear about in other parts of the country that are so robust. That's not in the cards for us, even when this energy independence push really comes home with really higher natural gas prices.